Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And as always, I would love to hear from you. Hey, give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call, or if calling is not your thing, and you want to be in constant contact, you can always jump into the chat room. SmoothDrama.com is the site. The chat room, it's right there. It's anonymous. It's live, up to date. We can talk a taste in there. I'm always amused by what comes out of the chat room. I always get interesting conversation there. Speaking of interesting conversation, if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, and you would like to talk a taste of being my friend, you can always ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I wear big gloves in the summertime, a.k.a. I wear hospital socks when I'm not in the hospital. Mr. J will add you to the Facebook group, Smooth Drama Facebook group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats. Even though I don't really talk about sneakers, but that's neither here nor there. And as always, it's still the apocalypse. The apocalypse has not gone away. It's still here. It's just producing an energy. And tonight, we're going to talk about energy. I'm saying we, like, I guess it's me, myself, and I. But we're going to talk about energy. I'm talking to y'all about it, right? And so energy, what we hate, what we love, what we think we hate, what we think we love. And the misguided ways and the supremely guided ways we go about that energy reception, that energy projection. It's where it's at. So when I think of energy, you know, it's the vibration. You know, there's the vibrational frequencies that we all set off. Right, the emotions, the springtime. I mean, because people say, oh, well, you know, once you get a certain age, none of that stuff matters. I would disagree. I think there's times of the year where you bloom. If you're certain of a certain stock. Because summer people bloom in the summer. Spring people bloom in the spring. Winter people bloom in the winter. Fall people bloom in the fall. I just think it's who you are, what your stock is, what you represent. And so when I talk energy, and a lot of people think about energy, there's the mental. There's the metaphysical ways that we can diagram this energy. And then there's the physical manifestation, right? There's the physical manifestation. And so I know we talk to energy, and it's always based in the cocoon of our society. I always start macro. Because I think if you're not dealing with it from a macro perspective. You can't understand the micro. Right? Macro, and then it filters down. It, as Ronald Reagan once famously said, trickle-down economics. We're talking about trickle-down energy. And so how does that trickle-down energy manifest itself? I mean, when we talk about relationships, we talk about how there's the energy. There's the energy, what you want. I mean, people hang around people because how those people make them feel. Now, the energy part is interesting when you talk about how people make you feel. So, for example, you hang around somebody, you know, I date a woman. I'm around her because she makes me feel good. I feel good about who I am when I'm with her. And conversely, you would think that that person likes who they are when they're around you. They get to be comfortable in their own skin. You can be comfortable in your own skin. And that energy is just, there's a comfort level. You can quote unquote, let your guard down and just be. And that energy is important, right? And when people can let their guards down and be themselves, you know, it lends for positive environments. But then there are certain things that happen, and you say, okay, what if the energy is that person likes who they are around you, but maybe they're not comfortable with who they are when they're around you. Or you're conversely not comfortable with who you are when you're around said individual, right? So I believe Monique said it famously when, you know, she talked about having friendly vagina, right? And so when you have friendly vagina energy, or you have friendly penis energy, is that necessarily a bad thing? Is it a good thing? We have a lot of people who criticize and go at people based on societal rules in a society that is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. See, and this is what always cracks me up. We base our moral, quote unquote, judgments off the morality of a society that basically has none. The rules are set by a group of people who said one thing and did the exact opposite. I mean, founding fathers. Liberty or justice for all, except for y'all. Right? Don't do this. Don't do that. I mean, we're talking about these were the quote-unquote conservatives, but they were all drag queens. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, all them cats had on makeup and wigs. It was, I mean, it's the most contradictory thing ever, right? Hey, we, all men are created equal, except for y'all. I mean, we brush over that. We always brush over that because, well, you know, it was a complex time in our society. But that there's that energy to that, right? I mean, the energy is contradictory. And thus, the energy behind everything when we talk about morality and how you should be in this society. I mean, as a partner of mine, he says, going down the rabbit hole. Well, I mean, living in Western, I'm not even going to say Western society, because Western society, Eastern society, they all congregate the same way. They just say the messenger is different. And the whole, I'm going to kill you in the name of love that I always talk about. Yeah. And that's the energy. We want to be in everybody's business. Got to be in everybody's business. Got to comment on everybody's business. Now, there are some things where you can just, you know, just say, hey, these things happen. It's sad that they happen. And leave it at that. But we go in and we take it to another level when we talk about other people's business. That's not necessarily going to affect us in any way, shape, or form. If somebody likes kissing a lot of people, is it who, if it's not you, is it hurting you? No. I mean, so the prostitution thing, the prostitution question, there's an energy around prostitution, sex workers. We're good with controlling people's bodies when it's none of your business. I mean, they perform a service that I understand but don't understand, because I will always go on record and say I don't understand paying someone to talk to you. You should just be able to have conversations and relations with people based off just being cool. Because there's an energy to just being able to be cool, talk to people, and meet at a place, because intimacy is not a take off your clothes thing. Intimacy is just being able to have a conversation and just being able to meet in a mental place where everybody's comfortable. Just being comfortable. And, you know, we don't have that. We have people who want to be in everybody's business. For example, We can't not be on our phone, right? I see people who, when they're having a good time, they got to be on their phone. I've never understood that. If I'm on vacation, I'm probably away from my phone. If I'm hanging out, I'm on a date, I'm not really on my phone. That's what the person is for. You're there, the company. That's you talk. If you can't talk to them, you can't do stuff with them. Why? But like I said, there's an energy to that. We can't just be comfortable. And it's an energy about being able to say, hey, I'm comfortable with you, or we'll do something that's uncomfortable because, well, this is the best way I can feel inside. I mean, I saw there was a woman who dropped her cell phone in the toilet, and she fell into the toilet. It's one of them outside, I guess, toilets. It was some place in Washington where the Brennan Fire Department, she had fell in a vault toilet. I didn't know what a vault toilet was, but apparently vault toilet is something where you could fall in and it goes down. It's like the outhouse thing. She dropped her phone and she was trying to get her phone out of the commode and fell in. Couldn't get out. It was that deep. And firefighters saved her, pulled her up, and they washed her off, gave her replacement clothes, and told her she's got to see a doctor because she came in contact with a lot of human waste. And I'm saying, it's your phone. I'm not willing to fall into a vat of doo-doo, excrement, for a phone. We just gonna get another one. I'm sorry. But, like I said, there's the energy. I got to have it energy. Because then I'm not connected. And I'm not in everybody's business. But, hey, at least she got to change clothes, right? She got to change clothes. She got washed down. That, there's nothing like that spray down after falling in the vault toilet. There's some energy there. That's like saying the universe is shitting on you, literally. But I digress. And I need to go on break. This is Exhibit, Los Angeles Times.
Cause the cops got movies in the dealers keep serving and your kids ain't learning shit. Except this, sex, power, and wealth. Fuck everything else. Well, you can see the whole city burning. Cause the cops got movies in the dealers keep serving and your kids ain't learning shit. Except this, try to survive Los Angeles Times. MCs get fucked up, chopped like Braveheart. Don't start what you can't finish. Serious business. Down like years, try to bust a left on business. Where you can find me in your mind.
Los Angeles Times.
Where every other day I'm taking a hat off my head, giving respect to the dead. And a boy having the same thing said about me. Exhibit stand underground like the roots of a tree. Water three times a day, 40 ounce OE. Like a magnified glass, making the E to the C. And Mr. X to the Z, don't pee. LA, why test without vector? Stop there, projectile, apocalypse now. Love on law, not too car, faggot. Superstar type of cat, fuck that. Cash away in a diamond, whack, pop, what's that? Still black, so the one time react as if under attack. Ain't nothing changed with this deranged. Feel no pain. Mr. Big Fat Insane, Black John McClane with liquor on the brain. Down the earth like dirt from the city where niggas know for putting in work. You can see the whole city burning cause the cops die movies and the dealers keep serving and your kids ain't learning shit. Except this, sex, power, and wealth. Fuck everything else. Cause the cops got movies in and dealers keep serving and your kids ain't learning shit. Except first, trying to survive Los Angeles Times. If you're determined, six times upon the earth. Select turf, then plant back seed and give birth. And make the hard work look easy for cheesy. Deep in you with your best men, sipping and managing. Enough to break the skin on the Vietnam leather neck. Marines, real sergeant, you nothing but a target. Sergeant to the game, gotta look beyond the brand name. Coming from the guts like I slammed down 20 cup to Henny to straight. Feel my hate, instead of flipping through these bitches like DJ Chris. Translate to left field, only real nigga follow. Bitches suck and swallow, I'm living life behind the bottle. Never the role model, still shining like a new automobile. No 6 foot, you can't steal, cause I got a chill switch with an itch for the action. While other rappers use mass weapons of destruction. Well, they say you see the whole city burning, cause the cops drive movies in the dealers keep serving, and your kids ain't learning shit. Except this, sex, power, and breath. Fuck everything else. Well, you can see the whole city burning cause the cops got movies in and dealers keep serving and your kids ain't serving shit. Except this, trying to survive Los Angeles Times.
El Veterano, you can only
only pray to learn what I know. Why so far from the rise of the lone desperado? I'm on the through the door bringing nothing but hits. Sometimes I feel like I'm out of door looking at the bullshit. Niggas pull rent from the crack of their ass. Maintain, do your thing, just boost your pad. I teach them people with that teach you, then cook with gas. I'm from the school of hard knocks, way ahead of the class. It's very hard to get through, like bulletproof glass. Working down like Johnny Cochran, then mixing with hats. Your defense ain't last against advanced prostitution.
Hit the airway, right?
This is solution to the trip to Washington, then burn the Constitution. Top government officials locked down for prostitution. The hard rock, clean street keep producing. The world is a riot, shit is mine for the loot. You can see the whole team burning, cause the cops got movies in the dealer keep serving, and your kids ain't learning shit. It's that shit, that power and breath. Fuck everything else. Well, you can see the whole thing burning, cause the cops got movies in the dealer keep serving, and your kids ain't learning shit. It's that shit. Well, you can see the whole city burning, cause the cops got movies in the dealer's chief serving, and your kids ain't learning shit. It's that bitch, that power and breath. Fuck everything else. Well, you can see the whole city burning, cause the cops got movies in the dealer's chief serving, and your kids ain't learning shit. Except this. Trying to survive Los Angeles times.
Enjoy your stay. Welcome to LA.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Exhibit, Los Angeles Times. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Caller that just called in, please call back. I would love to have a conversation with you. All right. So, in the meantime, talk about energy, right? In the energy that's put out there. I mean, there's the saying, hey, what you put out, you get back, right? What you put out, you get back. So we take that route and we look at where we live, how we live. We some people say it's karma. Some people say it's just that energy transference. What is the premium? Is there a time? How does it work, right? Because you put that energy out there. For example, society, right? Society puts out an energy of hate. I mean, talked about last segment, the contradictory energy that we have. Got a lot of contradictory energy out there where we say this, but we really mean this, and we're good with this. And so when we talk energy, you vibrate and you attract those vibrations. So wherever you are, that's what's going to come see you. So right now, as we are talking about the apocalypse, we have apocalyptic energy, right? And so our example is there's an extreme amount of foolishness that makes no sense whatsoever. And it's happening. And we've got all kinds of examples of things that are happening, right? And you're like, man, this is crazy.
mean, I found out that watermelon comes from female flowers. How crazy is that? You know, there was a thing that was giving advices on about the tastiest watermelon. They said watermelons was male and female, but they say no. Scientists say that there's no such thing as a male watermelon. Watermelons are all female. You see? Now I know that's why they're delicious. That's why they're delicious. I digress. So we start talking about the energy. For example, there's an energy that, quote unquote, the hood, right? When we talk about the hood, when you say the hood, we're talking about, quote unquote, urban areas, right? We're talking about urban areas. And these urban areas are terrible, right? Not the place. When you say the hood, you're talking about a place that you don't want to live in, right? That's what the hood is. So I happened to run across an article talking about the U.S. towns where property crime is soaring. And so they had the top 50. They had the top 50. So, but I'm always curious to the top five. I mean, because we see the news. We see the usual suspects. You know, crime, whatnot. But, you know, sometimes the energy goes a certain way. There's a observation that says, and the expectation that this is what it's going to be, right? So I went and I looked at the top five where property crime is soaring. Number five, Kansas. Fort Scott, Kansas. I was like, okay. Top five, Fort Scott, Kansas. When I think of Kansas, I think of fictitious character Superman. Even though he was in a fictitious place called Smallville, but Fort Scott is in that state. I'm taking it, not a lot of y'all been there. But Kansas is setting it off. Number four is Larned, Kansas, or Larned, Kansas. I'm like, 5-4 in Kansas? Wow. Kansas. Larned, Kansas. Number four. Number three, Fowlerville, Michigan. Fowlerville, Michigan. At this point, I'm like, I don't know where the hell these places are. So far, we got two places in Kansas that nobody's ever heard of, and another place in Michigan. They didn't say Flint or Detroit. It's Fowlerville, Michigan. Property crime is soaring. Number two, Sheridan, Colorado. All of these metropolitan cities, huge metropolitan cities where apparently we didn't know that it was popping. And so Sheridan, Colorado, number two. And number one, drum roll, Tolleson, Arizona. Tolleson, Arizona. Tolleson, Arizona. So, I'm going to read these five off to you again. And y'all tell me, Fort Scott, Kansas, Larned, Kansas, Fowlerville, Michigan, Sheridan, Colorado, and Tolleson, Arizona. We start talking about places where the property crime is soaring. You probably wouldn't have thought of those five. Those are the top five. Those are the top five. Like, oh my goodness. You would have never thought that, would you? You would have never thought that. I would have never thought that. But see, there's no energy behind talking about the top five places where property crime is soaring. People who live there don't think they're living in a horrible place. They don't. These kind of things don't happen here in our place. There's something wrong because you can't. I'm going to take a guess. It's probably not a lot of black people or brown people who live in those areas. I could be wrong. Maybe Tolleson, Arizona. Could be. Never heard of it, but could be Tolleson, Arizona, overrun by all them black folks trying to escape Phoenix and Tucson. Like, yeah, we got to get to Tolleson, man. I is popping over there, shouty. Tolleson, Arizona. We can get it popping there. We can get it popping there. So, yeah. No, there's no negative energy, no negative connotations that go toward that, right? I mean, when I see stories like angry woman, a customer stabs a girl at North Carolina Jimmy John's. It's a huge thing, right? And there's an energy that goes with that, right? Yeah, it's urban area, black woman in picture. You messed up my order, and so I'm gonna go attack a 16-year-old. Who, I mean, quite honestly, young people make mistakes. Old people make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, hey, my order's not right. Hey, here you go. See, but there's an irrational energy out there. Right? So one, when we talk about from a colonizer's point of view, right? Stated, it's been contradictory from the beginning, right? Been contradictory from the beginning. For all the things that we talked about, you know, freedom, all that other stuff, the highest ideals, America is one of the most moral places in the world. This is free loving. And, you know, you'll get the folks that say, hey, if you don't like it, you just get the hell out. Right? I mean, we've heard that. Because the people here, they came here and they pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. Yep. And did all that work from the porch, watching the people work and making money. But once again, digressing, and we're not gonna go there. But that's the energy. And so now the entitled, because I think last year, and I had the debate with Brown Sugar co-host, start talking about the entitlement and privilege. You know, privilege is the word that was thrown out, right?
Oh, they're privileged, and they're privileged, and these people, and they're privileged.
I'm like, why do we use privilege? We just say they're imperialists, they're colonizers, they're colonialism. Those are the words. It's conquerors of people. We're not gonna say it. We're gonna talk about somebody else, but we just not gonna talk about what it is. I mean, all the way down to critical race theory. I mean, you know, we argue about things that we don't even know nothing about, and we talk about things privilege. But honestly, colonialism, imperialism. So we've colonized people and you make them think like you. And so your colonists, they have a thought. I'm in charge. I'm entitled to this treatment. So when we see the people, you know, the so-called angry white man is mad because, I don't know, you have to actually talk to people with respect. It's just too much. I shouldn't have to, you know, and what we're talking about here is talking to people with respect that haven't done anything, you know, because we have that irrational hate for people that we don't know. You know, that's the energy, and so you have the irrational entitlement. I should get good treatment, not because I treat people good and I've earned that, but just because. Now, when you take that into account, now you see a phenomenon, because the oppressor, the colonist, has done their job too well. So now we have black and brown people acting like their colonial masters. So when you see folks who are mad over things that you shouldn't even be mad over, right? Hey, your order got messed up. You just bring it in. Hey, it's not my order. It's messed up. You just get another one. But folks are just so we got this mentality where I'm gonna set it off. I mean, there was a mom who threatened to blow up school over lunch portions. Now, I'm not gonna say the state Florida that it happened in. Doesn't matter. Point is, she made a bomb threat against her son's high school because he wasn't being fed enough at the cafeteria. She called and left a voicemail. See, some of y'all who call it privilege, whatnot, those are the things that people who are not going to get in trouble do. I mean, because it's the whole, hey, he raped me and the whole town gets killed, right? And then on my deathbed, I lied. I'm sorry. But now I'm dead. So that's it. So that's colonialism, right? That's the colonist mindset, the colonizer mindset. That's the energy behind that. I can do no wrong. And at the end of the day, I can just say sorry on my deathbed. All's forgiven. Deuces, bitches. This woman left a voicemail. Black woman. If you don't start feeding my children better, I'm going to come around and blow that mother up. Said in the voicemail. School employee heard the message. Called law enforcement. Schools evacuate, search. They didn't find nothing. And then they go back. Now, however, the mom denied it. Wasn't me. You know, the employer, one of the employees recognized the voice. The officer said he recognized, the school officer confirmed that the child got into an argument with a cafeteria worker over the food portions in the same day that she left the voicemail. I didn't do it. I mean, so, and as we know, the contradictory thing is, yeah, if you're black and you do what a white contemporary would do, your ass is going to go to jail. And she was all shook. I didn't do it. It was somebody else. And then, you know, they, the whole thing, but you left a voicemail. Right? You left a voicemail. You leave evidence. It's like, well, it sounds just like you, but yeah, that may sound like me, but it's not me. And yes, my son complained about food portions. And that person is complaining about food portions, feed the kid, right? But just because it sounds like me, it's not me. See, there's an irrationality. That's the energy that's out there. And that's the whole macro-micro. Because you've done such a good job in being full of, I'm going to be corny, bull tookie. I'm trying not to curse, y'all. I'm trying to train myself not to curse as much. I want to be kind of gentler. And not cuss much. Bull tucky. The evidence is there, but you know what? It's America. You can have all the evidence. We can have all the common sense and just override it. Because I can sue McDonald's for hot coffee and win because it was too hot. Even though you order hot coffee, it's okay. Now, the common sense thing would say, hey, that stuff would get thrown out and you just blow on it, cool it down, like most people were taught when you were young. Hey, that's hot. Blow on it so it doesn't burn your tongue. But see, we don't operate off of that. We don't operate off that common sense. We just ain't going to do that. So we don't have the energy to make sense. Because then we would have to face reality and make sense. Scary part right there. Making sense. Doing things that make sense would mean that we'd be obligated to make sense. It's one of those concepts. It's like, oh my goodness, that made sense. What? Who did that? Who made sense? Shh. They gonna mess me up. I'm just saying. He's just talking about making sense. And if we try to make sense, we're gonna mess it up. Gonna mess it all up. So there's a whole thing
to making sense. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. In the meantime, we're going to break. This is the homie, Scotty Spitting. Danko.
Sin and Danko. Have you waked up? Danko's the perfect wet trolley. A loose cannon. Feel me when I tap into this imagery. A thousand words don't scratch the surface of the scenery. Picture me rolling, this the lick I'm going. Paper stay wet, pin next to me and like Logan. Shamika with the claw that I be holding. Spitting till I feel like the voice box broken. A few chosen, but I'm the one like Obi-Wan. Fought for Anakin, but the sun's in motion. It's Luke, skywalking the planet. Luke's get the one hit wonders are not waterproof. I'm out of my shoe, better be on point. Nationwide, plane ride, check my knee joint. On my side, she keeps the scotch in line. For old times, you can't forsake me. Yeah, this wine fine, you got body. I slash throughout any crew, this flow mine. Yeah, it's on and popping. Seeds get planted where the earth is crying. Out the soil grew a legend, I watched God. It's that good crack that got bottom. I roll like this, it's hot, extra wood sobbing. Niggas looking like burgers and fries. Rhymes put away more than five guys at one time. Wigs pushed back like 45. A mismatch like shoes on Soleil Moon fries. Danko. It's the perfect weapon. That shit's weak like fried chicken with panko crust. I come through like swole Danko from Moscow Rush. I'm in the house like Hush, peeking through the blinds. Picking through the weak lines y'all put up, they suck. Suspect the usual luck. Different scents I make up are lush, plush. See inside the 69 Charger, kick up dust. Now they pushing up, hacking the Jason's butt. They my first album cut, dead like Lopez movie enough. Boom, 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 face turn blue like Duke. Not trading places, no fluke. Roll like scrap and soup. Hoops and custom coupe, screaming no soup for you. I'm out of line and signs failed and crew. Stacked up and shoot like Buddy Hill through hoops. Y'all ass backwards and retrograde I shine. A planet like Mercury, Sky and Britney's rhyme. Tiberius Kirk, this monologue line work. On the track, just cooling like the brothers Levert. X-ray vision out, radiating the earth, killing perk. Shooting from the hip like that Marilyn Turk. Y'all selling gober, spade to spade like Joker. It's the business of hurt, bitten that Steve Martin, you jerks. Danko.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Struggle bars from Harold. All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drummer. It's your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Scotty Spitting. Thank you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. All right. So, still talking about that energy. Still talking about how we can't make sense. Because if you make sense, then you have to make sense. And that's where we gonna start off with Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, I remember a couple years ago, y'all was celebrating. Y'all was celebrating that folks were dancing in the street. Yeah! Woo! Biden's president is about to be on and popping. Gonna be on and popping out here, shouty. We about to do that thing, shouty. About to get out here. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be on. It was block parties. Everybody was having a good time. And I'm like, okay. Groundhog Day. So, a federal appeals court earlier today
agreed to reconsider a ruling that rejected the state's first-in-the-nation ban on 4 private prisons and immigration detention facilities. So, 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered a new hearing before an 11-judge panel. So, last October, a 3-judge appellate panel kept in place a key piece of the world's largest detention system for immigrants, despite a 2019 state law aimed at phasing out privately run immigration jails in California by 2028. Law was passed as one of the numerous efforts by California Democrats to limit the state's cooperation with the federal government on immigration enforcement under the Trump administration. But the appellate panel ruled 2-1 that the state law interferes with the federal government's authority. And so they decided to set aside that ruling and order a new hearing before a larger panel that will include Chief Judge Mary Mergua, who cast the dissenting vote last year. You know, now, it's politics, right? It's politics. Now, talking about the politics and the contradictory energy. So, President Joe Biden also opposed the law on constitutional grounds, although the same Joe Biden signed an executive order last year to end the government's use of such prisons in the future. Now, I'm going to say that again so you can hear it. He opposed the law on constitutional grounds, like, hey, this law is unconstitutional, but I'm assigning an executive order to end the government's use of such prisons in the future. See, that's like, and I know some folks will be like, ah, you're tripping. This is like when Lincoln freed the slaves, but he said only the slaves in them states, not in these states, and obviously not the ones that serving me right here, because he never freed his slaves. I'm against it, but I'm going to sign so it looks like I'm for it, even though I'm fighting against it on the other end. Groundhog Day, contradictory energy at its finest. I'm for it, but against it. You know, it's like me saying, yeah, I'm against prostitution, but I get prostituted every weekend. I know, maybe you don't see it that way. Maybe you say, oh, it's him. There's a process, Mr. Smooth Drama, that you don't understand in politics. You're just playing the aisles so you can really get stuff done. I just think that, hey, if you're against something, you're against it. Don't tell me you're against it, but I'm for it. I don't know what to believe. Contradictory energy at its finest. Another contradictory energy. So, if you don't remember, Nicholas Cruz is the guy that's the school, the Parkland of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in 2018. So the deputies in Florida had to protect him, pull him aside after one of the members of the jury mouthed possible threats towards him and caused others to become excited because, well, people who live in Florida are mad because this guy shot people that they know. Oh, my goodness. And they're like, we have to protect him. and I get it. But, you know, how many times had we heard of lynchings? But this guy who actually did something publicly, he doesn't disappear and get lynched. I ain't saying that they lynch people all the time. It just happens informally now. But the fight for this young man's life and to protect him and the lawyers, I mean, he's guilty. He's guilty, was found guilty. And, you know, I'm reading the article and they say jurors became excited when they saying something towards him. Yeah, he killed people in the community. I mean, you're trying it in the community where he killed the people. They had hundreds of jurors. And they've gone through hundreds of jurors because folks are going to feel some kind of way about a guy that kills children. Killed children. I mean, are we surprised by that? He's not going to get a trial that's going to be fair. Because they're deciding on whether or not to kill him or not. And his safety is so important. And I know my energy is off here. Because I don't feel sorrow for him. It's like, but see, if we don't uphold the law here, then what kind of society are we? Up society like it's always been. Certain people can be lynched publicly, but we gotta protect this dude. We gotta feel sorry for this dude who killed people in cold blood, not in self-defense. It wasn't no politics. It wasn't none of that. He just decided, I just want to kill some people. Now, we can say we protect colonists, colonial representatives of society. We protect them hard. Because that's what we're seeing here. That's the energy here. We're loving on him. We're loving on him. I mean, it's obvious he should just get the death penalty. There's no remorse. He killed people in cold blood just because. But we got to debate that because there may be something redeemable about him. Right? Right? There may be something redeemable about him. Chew on that for a minute and ask yourself, why is there something redeemable about him? You know why. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to keep hollering at me, you go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in that chat room. I'd love to hear from you. Catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.